There are not many more powerful players in this year's class than Washington defensive tackle Danny Shelton. At almost 340 pounds and 6'2", he looks like the traditional nose tackle who's just going to play a zero technique and two gap, but I'm going to show you some plays here from Shelton's time at the University of Washington that will tell you he can be a versatile defender in the NFL, a guy who can play in many different schemes, maybe even the Vikings. The first play, he's not even lined up at nose tackle. He's lined up right here, almost in a two technique straight over the offensive guard. And the number one thing you want from your defensive line, specifically from your defensive tackles, is you want all of these guys as defenders pushing the line of scrimmage backwards. And that's what Shelton does on this play. Watch this one-on-one matchup with the guard. Pushes him back about 5 or 6 yards and gets to the quarterback. This is pure power. This is Danny Shelton overpowering a blocker in a one-on-one situation. Offensive coordinators see that tape and they know they're going to have to double team him. So we go to the next play, and here Shelton is actually lined up as a nose tackle, a zero technique. So on this play, Shelton is lined up straight over the center, and he's going to be responsible for both of these gaps, both of the A gaps on this play. What you're going to notice is the opponent has learned from the first play. They know that you can't just use one offensive lineman on Shelton. You have to use two, and that's what they're going to do here. The guard and center are going to double-team Shelton, but this is one of my favorite plays of Shelton's tape because of how much of a wrecker he is here. He destroys three offensive linemen and ends up making a play on the quarterback. Swim move, beats a double-team, forces the quarterback out of the pocket, chases him at 340 pounds, pushes this offensive lineman out of his way, and winds up taking the quarterback down and forcing a fumble. I mean, and now he's excited after the play. That is an illustration of what Danny Shelton can do at the next level. We take a look at the next play, and he's in another different position here. Washington in a 4-3 alignment, not a 3-4, and Shelton is lined up here almost as a 3 technique over the left guard. And this is Shelton making a play against the run. He's going to have the center and the guard working on him. He sheds, shuffles down the line of scrimmage, opens himself up, makes a tackle on the running back. We take a look at the end zone view, and here's our guy right here. You're going to see a double team. Shelton uses quick hands. He does a great job of getting his hands in the right place so he can control that center, throw him away, square up to the line of scrimmage, and make a play against the run. You watch Danny Shelton's tape. He had 16 tackles for loss last season for Washington. You watch enough plays, you're going to see a bunch of those. Where do you want your defensive line to play the best? Maybe on the goal line, and that's where Danny Shelton is perhaps at his best because he can really anchor against the run and overpower offensive linemen. He does that here, takes this guard out of the play, throws him aside, stands up the running back at the line of scrimmage, holds him up, and that gives the rest of his defensive teammates time to come over and help take him down. So we've seen Shelton as a zero technique, a two technique, and even a three technique. We're going to see him doing something different on this play too. There he is right there. He's going to be moving around before the snap, and he's going to wind up over the offensive tackle once the ball is snapped. And here you're going to see him. He's quick like a cat, a 340-pound guy chasing down the quarterback, makes a big play. This is a better look at it. This is what a lot of people will term the amoeba defense because you don't really know what they're doing. And in fact, there are no down linemen at the snap. Here's the snap. None of these guys up front have their hand on the ground. So you have a couple of defenders on the second level as well. The offensive line does not know who's rushing the quarterback on this play. Shelton takes advantage of that, winds up in between the guard and the tackle, engages with the offensive tackle, sees what the quarterback is doing, takes a peek right here over the offensive tackle's shoulder, finds the quarterback in the pocket, knows he's got to beat him to the inside, and he does. I mean, look at this. Shelton at the quarterback's feet just like that. Very, very quick for a 340-pound defender. That is an incredibly quick pass rushing move. So I think Shelton, because of his versatility, he can be a two-gap nose tackle, but I also think he can play in defenses where he's asked to be a three technique and rush the passer. He's big and strong, but he's also quick, and I think that's going to make him a first-round pick in this year's draft.